Welcome to another episode of the Religion Law Podcast, where you learn about religious freedom and other religion law related topics through a short question and answer format. I'm your host, Michael Fielding. Let's see how you do on today's quiz. Welcome to Religion Law Quiz number 73, numero 73. Okay, in Religion Law Quiz number 71, we talked about Ethical Rule 6.5 and the limited scope representation when doing pro bono work. The question for you is, what are examples of limited scope representation? What do you think would be an example of an attorney doing limited scope representation? Well, I will give you a list of examples. These include, but are not necessarily limited to, the following: providing information, giving brief advice and a referral, drafting a simple contract, filling out a form, drafting court documents, assisting with pro se forms, or speaking on a client's behalf. Those are all examples of a limited scope representation. And if you will recall, this is our practical application here for today. In Religion Law Quiz 71, we were talking about the limited scope representation. That's where you may have a law day. And there we were talking about the conflict of interest rules. And the answer is, if you're having a law day that's sponsored by a nonprofit organization and you have attorneys show up, the attorney can essentially do this off-the-cuff legal advice to the individuals who are attending, provided that the attorney is not aware of any conflict of interest. And the example I gave is that if they're doing the law day, somebody shows up and says, hey, I've got this credit card with this bank, and then the attorney knows that, oh, my firm does work for that bank, well, that's going to be a conflict of interest for the attorney because the attorney is part of the law firm. Even though the attorney may not do work on that, the ethical rules are that each partner in the firm is essentially one and the same, and that's why the ethical rules have been created, to try to create distance so that there's this zealous representation for clients. But as long as that conflict of interest doesn't exist, then the attorneys can do the limited scope representation. Now, I'll just make this little caveat comment. It's interesting when you think about doing a law day. There are so many people with so many different issues. And if you were wanting to put together a law day, you would need to identify who the clientele are that you would want to be helping. And then you would need to get attorneys that are experienced in that area or that could get up to speed in that area so that they could show up and give some competent legal advice. And the reality of the matter is, the law is a very specialized field, and ideally it's best to get people that are kind of swimming in a particular area, like family law or juvenile matters or criminal matters, and have folks that are well-versed in that do the pro bono work, because they know the law off the top of their head and can give the best, quickest advice for people. All right, that does it for today's quiz. Kind of short. And that actually, I think, covers it for pro bono questions. I can't think of any that are coming up anytime soon. So we will see you on the next Religion Law Quiz.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Remember, Religion Law Quizzes are for educational purposes only and are not intended to be relied upon as legal advice. If you have found this episode to be helpful, please share it and leave a review. Until we meet again, keep being an influence for good.